Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. This is the Michael Van Tool Show on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for waking up with us this morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We are also brought to you by the law offices of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins, Combined Insurance, and Agent Jerry Anderson for Accident, Life, Disability, and Sickness. Heaven Sent Home Support Services, in-home care for the elderly, ill, and disabled, and Livinoy's Dental Care. Keep your smile bright. All right, it is an early Sunday morning. Our Sunday morning team is just now chiming in. Good morning, Henrietta Ivey, our political analyst. She's a community activist. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning to all the beautiful citizens of Detroit.
Thank you, and let's just go down the list here. Kimberly Batchelor Davis is out of town, our lifestyle editor. She's a speaker and author, and evangelist Christy Laster. She will be joining us shortly, prophetess, minister, songstress from Greater Pentecostal Temple. And, of course, Missionary Humphrey will be with us on next Sunday. She'll be on the second and fourth Sunday of each month. And evangelist Christy Laster is online. Good morning, evangelist.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning to our wonderful team, and good morning to our listening audience.
Great, great. Good to hear you this morning. All right. We are, later on, we'll be talking to some of our listeners. We'll open up the phone lines and everything, but I want to go through some of our supporters this morning. First of all, Optimal IT Solutions. You know, I do exactly what I advise my clients to do, team. If we have sponsors here, I go to those sponsors. I use the sponsors. I use our attorneys. I use our people like Optimal IT Solutions. Optimal IT Solutions set me up with a nice desktop computer, state-of-the-art, and actually I just like to come to the studio now to do it live because we've got the new setup here. Thanks to Optimal IT Solutions for hooking things up here. The number for Optimal IT Solutions, and you know, they can repair your tablets, your laptops, and your desktops too, or install desktops like they did with me. That number is 248-796-2429, Optimal IT Solutions, 248-796-2429. Heaven Sent Home Support Services, in-home care for the elderly, ill, and disabled. Hopefully we'll have the owner on soon. I'm working to get her on the show. That number for Heaven Sent, for personal care, meals, med reminders, household chores, errands, and much more, companionship, laundry, 248-262-7111, Livinoy's Dental Care, keep your smile bright. They're located at 17170 Livinoy's. The phone number for Livinoy's Dental Care is 313-340-9709. Keep your smile bright, Livinoy's Dental Care. And thank you, staff, owners at Livinoy's Dental Care, for sponsoring the show. If you don't have an employer-based health plan, I have a backup plan for you through AmeriPlan, starting at only $19.95 a month. Call me 248-516-8300 for more information. And if you would like your company to be a part of Community Highlights, to be a part of the Michael Van Tool Show, give me a call and we'll get you on board. 248-516-8300 to join the Sunday morning sponsor team here on the Michael Van Tool Show. All right. When we come back, we've got news and weather. We'll be right back after these messages.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can out-service me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
Attention all seniors. Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency has an important announcement for you. If you're approaching Medicare eligibility and have questions like, how do I choose the right Medicare supplement plan? How do I avoid higher premiums? How do I reduce out-of-pocket expenses? What is the difference between Original Medicare versus Medicare Advantage? How do I choose the most cost-effective prescription drug plan? For answers to these questions and more, Sharp & Associates are awaiting your call. Phone them today at 833-668-0086 or try them on the web at sharp-insurance.com. That's sharp-insurance.com. Call today.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is gonna be alright.
Alright, we're back. In the news this morning, the U.S. Senate has passed the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill that, among many other things, will bring a $1,400 check to every American in the next few weeks. However, the changes made by the Senate must be ratified again by the House, so the bill goes back to the House of Representatives on Tuesday for what should be a final vote. Detroit police officers have been fired on four times this week. The most recent was an early Saturday morning pursuit at 5 a.m. when Detroit police observed one vehicle back into another and then flee. Officers attempted to pull over the vehicle, but they fled, and a passenger fired several shots out of the window. Eventually, after great effort and canine dogs, four people were arrested, and another four in a house they ran into were detained. The famous Detroit Youth Choir is getting their own show on Disney. After a successful run on America's Got Talent in 2019, the Detroit Youth Choir is getting its own six-episode series called Choir. They've been filming since last fall. The choir and director Anthony White will appear on Disney Plus and will feature 8 to 18-year-old diverse and dynamic teenagers from Detroit. Tonight at 8 p.m. on CBS, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex will sit and talk to Oprah for 2 hours in an unprecedented peek into the couple's split from the royal family, British audiences will see the interview Monday. The Oprah interview apparently cost CBS $7 million, but they are expected to do extremely well based on the blockbuster U.S. and worldwide audience that will view the special. Henrietta Ivey, I turn it over to you.
So, Michael, I'm going to piggyback off of the stimulus package, which I am, you know, happy to hear that they have finally came to a decision to release this money, because there are still families out there that are struggling and they are still in need of these resources. However, I am disappointed that the in that bill, the minimum wage, the Fight for 15, which, you know, I heavily campaigned for and still trailblaze to this day for, that is something they're scaling back on. I'm a little disappointed that President Joe Biden and some of the Democrats are not in favor. And I'm going to say not so much of President Joe Biden, but some of the Democrats are not in favor, and they are siding with some of the Republicans and not increasing this minimum wage, which I find to be ludicrous, because it's just actually it shows that this minimum wage is definitely needed to get families out of poverty. So I'm a little disappointed that bill, that they scaled back on that.
Nobody didn't fight for it, did they? I didn't hear anybody put up a fight to save it. I mean, it's just like they just rolled over and said, okay, all right, well, okay, well, let's move on. They just gave up.
It was a, you know, it seemed like it was a great, for the politicians, this is where I go into the voting and knowing who you vote for. You know, they use a lot of strong points to get the vote. And then when they get the vote, these strong points that we desperately need in our community they're not strongly fought for. It's like, okay, yeah, you know, we said we were going to do it, but we tried. We don't want to keep hearing that. So that's another whole show, so I'm going to move forward. the Duke and Duchess, I'm happy to hear that they are going to be sitting down with Oprah. I'm looking forward to seeing this interview tonight, because I really want to know what was the driving force behind them leaving the palace. I'm very happy they're stepping out on their own
I'm not trying to figure out. I think I know why. Because I was wondering, was the royal family going to really accept a black person in the royal family? And
I
don't care what.
That's maybe why they stepped away. Because I think, yeah. I agree with you on that, Michael.
I don't care what the palace says. It just comes out that, first of all, they're out of it. They took their titles away from them. They are not in the royal family. They've been harassed, you know, ever since they've been in there. You know, and they have the nerve to investigate Meghan Markle for, some people say she was bullying the staff. But the pedophile Prince Andrew, why didn't they investigate him? Didn't they investigate him? They investigate her. You know, it's just all messed up. I can't wait to watch this tonight.
Let me tell you, Harry's dead. You know, he took his wife, like, I'm out of here. You know, I think it was that idea,
right,
that feeling of what he saw his mother go through and how she lost her life running from the paparazzi and ended up having that horrible crash that killed her and her fiance. So he just felt like, you know what, we're not going to have a part two of this. You're not going to bully the woman I love, the mother of my children. And if you got a problem with her being an African-American woman or half white, half black or whatever your issue is, you are not killing me and my family. So I mean, look, when she said, the baby, let's go, he was like, okay.
And
we're gone. You know, and I'm really sitting, I can't wait to see that interview tonight. I think the world is waiting to hear their story.
Yes. And we'll watch them. It's going to air in Europe Monday, in England on Monday. And so, but they've already started firing back already. They fired the first shots, talking about they're going to investigate her for bullying. That's nothing compared to some of the other problems that the royal family have. Right. He was caught up in that big scandal the other day. He basically admitted to it.
And they really tried to keep that under the rug. They tried so quickly. They're like, okay, yeah. I mean, when it came out, it was like it came and it went. Like it went, came and went just that fast. But they kept their focus on her, because again, that's that color thing, that's that privilege. You know, she's black, he's white. We don't, you know, we'll get with him later. But right now, she's bullying. Like, come on now. Because she put somebody in their place that's bullying. You know how sisters do it. We're going to put you in your place. You get out of place. So let's be clear.
And if you read, do your history, read up, do your research, and you'll find out. Go look at the history of the royal family. You'll see this is nothing different than what they've normally done. And you know what? Thank God a lot of, you know, way back in the 1700s, people decided to just leave England and come over here, because I'm just so glad we don't live under that royal system there.
I agree.
Thank God for that, you know.
Thank God for that.
All right, we've had a lot of hard news. Evangelist Christy, let's balance things out a little bit.
Oh, my goodness. I am also, let me just say that I am looking forward to watching that interview. And you know, the kids and I pulled up on YouTube like a special about the royal family just a few weeks ago, just to kind of learn more. And then also, you know, we watched the show Crown. So I'll just stop right there and I'll leave that alone. But there is a scripture that came to mind this morning. You know, yesterday we did another coat and clothing giveaway at our church, Greater Pentecostal Temple on the east side. And it is just amazing to see all the people that really appreciate the gifts that we were able to give. We added blankets on to that, courtesy of Hearts for Humanity. But people just really appreciate someone being kind to them, someone treating them with care and treating them with respect. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, as we go out throughout our day, people are frustrated, people are stressed out, and they often express that through their driving, through road rage, through their behavior at the grocery store, in the mall, and all of this. They express that frustration and that stress that they may feel in their lives. But the Bible tells us in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and the 32nd verse, it just simply says, "And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." So I just want to encourage people to be kind. You just don't know what an individual is facing in their personal lives. We talked about the stimulus package being passed, but we didn't address those that are receiving minimum wage. So you just don't know what people are experiencing behind closed doors, and your one kind act, your one kind gesture may be the one thing to light up their day. It may be the one thing to give them the strength to keep pushing forward, to give them the courage to be kind to the next person and let some things go in their life. So take every opportunity that you can just to be kind and be tenderhearted to someone, because you may be the only Christ that they see.
That's right.
So that's my thought this morning.
Amen.
Yes, very, very positive. Yeah, because we started off with some hard news with the Senate, the $1.9 trillion. The officers who've been fired on 4 times in 7 days. It's a war zone out there, I tell you.
It is.
And we didn't even talk about a lot of the accidents and the racing up and down, the speeding. And now that it's warmer, watch for the Camaros and the Chargers to be back out in full force this summer. I noticed that the Detroit police have not really made comments about that, but that is a huge issue now on Detroit freeway.
Oh, they were out yesterday. I was
the racing
the
up and down
and the dirt bike. So they're starting early with these motorbikes out. It was like just yesterday.
I mean, you take your eye off. You cannot. I mean, when you, especially in the summertime, these motorbikes, these little speed rockets, they come up and they come up on the side of you, behind you. You don't even see them coming. You hear them before you see them, and then they're gone.
Between the vehicles.
And you have to be really careful. Same thing with the Chargers and Camaros. You have to just stay in your lane. Because they can't They can't make any changes. They're speeding based on they're doing stuff based on where you're at. And if you decide to make a move, that's it. You're putting your life in jeopardy. Your best bet, because I've been in the middle of some of these races, and your best bet is to just stay where you are at the speed you're going. Don't switch lanes. Don't try to get off. Just stay. If you have to pass, miss your exit, you miss your exit. But you just have to stay in your lane and stay going the speed that you were with when you first heard or saw them, because they're coming. They're coming behind you, and there's nowhere for them to go. Nowhere.
Exactly. You know what, Michael? I always encourage my children, you know, as I was teaching them how to drive, they say that they prefer that I not teach them. But anyway, they're good drivers because of me. But I always let them know, you're not driving for yourself. You're really driving for others, right? Mm-hmm. You have to really watch out for others. So you may feel like, oh, I got this, I can drive. No, you have to be cautious and careful for others. So when I drive, I know where I need to go, but I'm watching everyone else to help them to stay where they need to stay. So I agree. We absolutely have to be careful. We have to be careful.
So it's so easy to get into these accidents out here. And again, there's so many younger, we have more younger drivers now. I mean, they are out here, and then, like I said, they're buying the fast cars, and they're not paying attention or hearing to any of the stop signs and yield signs. I even looked out of my window a couple of times, and right at the intersection of my street up at Fargo, there was a car just doing a donut. Young people had their brand new car, and it was traffic trying to go through both sides of the intersection, and they had no care that people were waiting for them to stop doing their donuts. So it just goes to show to that culture of how we are out here, and the younger people are out here and more. They're in these streets, and we have to be careful. And like you said, Christy, when we're driving, we know we can drive, but we definitely have to be aware of the other driver, because they don't see us, but we see them.
Yes, and people are ready to get out this summer. They can't wait to get out. They've been cooped up for the past year, and they're ready to get out. So we have to be really careful. All right. I just want to take a moment. I just want to take a moment to thank those who are listening, streaming online on blogtalkradio.com, and those of you who listen to the show throughout the week. Of course, we record it Sunday mornings live here on the network, and then it's replayed all week until next Sunday. So thank you also for those who are calling in. We're going to open up the phone lines in a few minutes and talk to some of our listeners. All right, let's go to weather, Henrietta.
Oh, my God, we are going to have such an amazing next few days. It is warming up. It is starting to look a lot like spring. Today, we have a high of 41 degrees with some light winds, but it's going to be pretty warm outside. So if you want to get outside in your yard and start cleaning up some of those leaves, which I started trying to plan on doing today, you can do
so
today.
No, thank you.
No.
Monday, we have a high of 61 degrees, sunny with a mixture of clouds. Tuesday, we have a high of 59 degrees with some clouds as well. And on Wednesday, high of 60 degrees with a few showers in the day. So we're going to get a little bit of rain throughout the day, but it's going to still be nice. It's going to be 60 degrees. Thursday, we have another high of 60 degrees with some rain throughout the day. And on Friday, again, we got another warm day, 52 degrees with clouds. So, yes, it is looking a lot like spring.
Great, great. That sounds good.
Amazing.
I can't wait to get outside and enjoy the fresh air. I'm just looking forward to getting outside. I'll do anything to get outside, whether it's doing some firing up the grill or act like I'm working on the, you know, put some weed killer down, act like I'm doing some hard workout on the yard, you know, something real simple like just spreading the weed killer out there or something like that. Or washing a car, anything, and I'll be out there, you know, for hours. But it's good, you know, because, you know, it's healthy, too, to get that sunlight.
And this is good for those of us who suffer from sinuses. I've had issues with my sinuses for the last 2 months. I mean, it really had me on lockdown. And so I'm starting to feel a whole lot better. Each day I can feel my head clearing up, and it's like, yes, bring on the sun, bring on the rays. I'm ready for it. Sinuses, goodbye. Let the sun keep shining. Let it come on in and help us sinus sufferers.
All right. I'm excited to let some other people join the conversation. When we come back from our station break, we're going to open up our phone lines. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes.
This segment of programming is brought to you by Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency, specializing in business insurance. As your business evolves, so will your risk. Sharp & Associates will identify potential risk to your business and explore insurance options. A plan will be customized based on the specific needs of your business. In addition, Sharp specializes in auto, home, medical, life, and health insurance. Whatever your needs, we provide a wide range of insurance products to choose from. Protect your company and your livelihood for the long term with Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency. Contact us now at 833-668-0086 or go to our website, sharp-insurance.com. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we're back. And, you know, Chaplain Kathy, we probably talked about a few things that you probably wanted to jump in on already. The floor is yours, Chaplain. Go right ahead. How are you this morning?
Oh, bless your heart, man. Bless everyone that's a part of this team that you have. Bless the missionary. Amen. I just want to thank all of you for having me yet again. I ain't gonna take up too much of your time today.
No, you got. You can. You say what you got to say. We really value your opinion, and we don't want to cut you off and all that kind of stuff. You know, this ain't like one of them other stations. we don't cut you. We don't cut you off on this show. But go right ahead.
I appreciate you. I appreciate the Democratic Party deciding to give us this $1,400 blessing, or gift, as they would call it. I would say it's a gift. God give blessings. Man give gifts. So we thank them for their gift. But we know God to make it better for us. I personally feel like it's the American people that have built this entire America. Our labor, our finances that we have made from our jobs or the companies or whatever we did. So I feel like they should have adopted the same attitude that Canada had. And everybody should have been getting at least $2,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Easy. Because it's only our monies or our family members or old fathers on down the line who put the labor in to build the country. So I have $1,400 is... The gift is good, but I'm waiting on God for the big blessing. I'm waiting on God.
You know, isn't it strange, Chaplain, also, that no Republican in the Senate voted for this? They're going to have a lot to answer for, you know, because like over 60% of Americans want this relief package.
Yes.
And they're going to have a lot to answer
to me. It's not strange to me. I would say I think it's obvious. That's what I think. I think it's just the obvious that you're in a system with the Democrats. They know what the Democrats are coming in to get done. They know it. So what the best thing to do is for everybody to get on board and support, and to have a whole party that simply says that I'm not even going to put even one vote in it, man, that's just preposterous. That just shows the you want to question the democracy. Look at the democracy. Question that of those that are Republicans that are already in office.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and they did not. We lost. There were some changes made too, not just the $15 thing they did not fight for and throw out, but there were some other minor changes made to it too. I guess it can't be minor for $1.9 trillion package, but I just don't understand why, some people are caught up in this Democrat-Republican thing like it's their religion. And at the expense of this country, of families, children, of the poor and disabled, the people that have been hurting from this COVID, at the expense of ordinary Americans, they would just rather go on party line just to say that they're standing in line with the Republicans. I just don't see what kind of humanity is that? That isn't. It's really hard for me to understand their point of view. You know, even if the Democrats had something that I didn't agree with, I'm not going to vote for it. I'm not going to agree with it. If somebody looks, Cuomo, I liked Cuomo during, up until now. There's some issues up. Some of it is political and you got to kind of, sort through it. But I don't agree with a lot of the things that he has done. I don't know if he should resign or not, because there's a lot of politics involved in this too. But but I don't just blindly follow a Democrat. I thought that Barack Obama could have done a little bit more or been a little bit more aggressive during his 8 years. I didn't believe that he did everything right. But these Republicans, no matter how bad another Republican is, no matter how bad they're, like even with Trump, no matter how bad he is, they're still in lockstep with him. I just don't get it. Help me out, Brother Kathy.
You know what? it's that moment where we just need to pray. You hear me? See, prayer, and I must just go here. Prayer is the key to the kingdom. Prayer will give ease to the troubled mind. Whenever you face with the Bible says that I'll never leave you nor forsake you. It also says in the book of Deuteronomy that the mysteries of God, that the things that God God wants revealed to us, he revealed them to us. And the things that he don't, he does it. A lot of times, we all, even though we're collectively together, we may not have the exact answer. So I appeal to a mind that want a better understanding. All you got to do is pray. And God, see, anything that stands for good represents God. And anybody that go against that good got to be doing something wrong in my eyes. Have I got a witness? So you got to be able to.
Right.
You got to be able to, you got to be able to look at who going against what's good. If it's for the good of the people, why would you go against it? Then I must question your integrity. I must question what it is that you're doing. Because if you're going against this thing, and it's supposed to be about us, all God's people. So pray on it. I don't want none of us to be confused about what's going on, because what's going on is in fact what was going to happen. So we have to pray our way through this thing. You see, not praying just to get our bills paid, but pray for an understanding. Because right now we need an understanding. Have we got a winner?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
I agree. But you know what?
Yeah.
Michael, and the team, there's so many people that their morals are not there. They don't have good moral values.
Yeah.
Even when you go back to the Bible and you think about Saul, before he was rejected as king or after he was rejected as king, he sought to kill David. So at some point, he was a good king at some point.
Yeah.
But along his journey, he allowed jealousy. He allowed what he saw before him that was happening to change his moral values and the way that he viewed David. So we look at people and we say, people are diehard for a Republican or they're diehard for this and that, and it has a negative impact on others, but we have to consider their morals. We have to consider their thinking process. So we're expecting people that don't have good morals to consider good things for others. But when a person gets stuck in that way, the Bible says that the spirit from Saul, it was an evil spirit from the Lord that was upon Saul. So some people just don't have a good spirit. And we're expecting them to do good things and they don't have a good spirit. So we have to consider our expectations of people, and like Chaplain said, we have to pray.
Chaplain Kathy, I was looking through my text messages from the last couple of shows, and some of them I didn't see until after we were off. And I just wonder if this morning, you know, if you could just drop a couple of verses on us of something, because I just looked and saw a message from the last show, and you were trying to get on. Yes. So go right ahead.
And I think the best song, I think the best bar that I could drop is thanking Bishop Paul Norton Sr. Ford. And that simply says this here: Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Oh, Lord, don't do it without me. Somebody help me say, Lord, while you're healing, healing in this season, please don't do it without me. No. Don't do it without me. And let me just say this one more thing. Lord, while you're blessing in the season, please don't do it without the Michael Van Tool Show and staff. Don't do it without missionary Hope, Lord. Don't do it without me. God bless you, man.
Oh, wow. Thank you, sir. God bless you. Yes, so great.
And don't do it with my sister Henrietta, too. Now, I better make sure I see that Henrietta Iris, because she'll be looking for me. Have I got a witness?
You got a witness. Well, listen, Sunday morning team and everybody and listeners, I was not prepared for Missionary Humphrey to be calling in today, but she's on the line. She's up early this morning. Good morning, Missionary.
Yes.
You're there. You're on, Missionary Humphrey.
Yes, I'm on.
Yes.
Can you
hear
me?
Good morning. Yes.
Good morning, beautiful. Good morning. That was a beautiful song that he sung.
Bless you.
May the Lord bless all of you. It's so good to be alive and to be back on the air talking to so many people. Bless you. Bless you. And just before we go forward, I had a little scripture I wanted to read to you. And the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I be afraid? He's the strength of my life. He's the strength of all. God bless you. It's good to be with you, and I'm ready to go. Okay?
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, that was just right on time because, you know,
yes,
he included you, Bishop Kathy included you in the song, and I said, you know what? I see Hattie Humphrey on the line right now. Let me just patch her through. So it's good to hear you this morning. We're having a little church this morning, but we need that. We need that, yes.
And then I want to say to you, when we have a church, for folk that never think of a church, there was a time when I was on the radio many years ago, we were talking about God, a man was going to commit suicide at Belle Island. He heard us, and he did not commit suicide. We're talking to people that don't even think about it. Just plain talking, you'd be surprised at the people you're reaching.
Yes, yes. All right, we're going to keep going to the open up the phone lines. And when I do, I'm going to read off the last four numbers to give you a chance to make a comment or say something. Minister Randall Smith is with us this morning. Good morning, Minister Smith. How are you, sir, on this beautiful Sunday?
Just enjoying what I've heard thus far. To that great lady, Mama Hattie Humphrey, I love you, Mama, so much. Thank God for
you. And I love you too, baby.
And you all keep doing what you're doing. Yes, sir.
Yes, no, I was going to say, give us a good word, Minister, for today.
Well, in these times that we're living in, only hope we have is in the Lord. The song that God gave me, so it simply puts it, He is our everything. He's a heart fixer, mind regulator, all of the above. He's everything. He's our food when we're hungry, bread when we're water when we're thirsty. He's everything. So.
Yes, he is.
I go with that, and I take that. And there's even though it looks bad, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a prophet say it's not what it looks like, and it's true. So
that's true.
Go with that and trust that God will bring you through.
Well, great. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Minister Randall Smith. Thank you for getting up with us and just putting your two cents in this morning. We appreciate you. Thank you, sir. Thanks for listening.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and as you know, we've been talking about a few topics, including the blockbuster interview tonight on CBS with Oprah. CBS paid Oprah $7 million. Harpo Productions was paid $7 million for this interview tonight with the royals, Meghan and Harry. But I can tell you this, CBS is going to make it back many times over. Not only do they have the rights to air the interview in the United States, but they have worldwide rights. So CBS is going to come out of this very well. They're not even going to miss their $7 million that Oprah is adding to her billions now. Also, it was reported that Tiger Woods was unconscious and unresponsive when people first arrived on the scene. There was neighbors that came to the scene first, and I was wondering, why is it taking long for information that day? You know, all day long, we never got any new information, and it's going to start trickling out as to what actually happened. Of course, it was excessive speed. We never talked about it here on the show, but there was excessive speed involved, and we don't know what else. You know, he has been arrested in the past for DUI. So he's had some abuse, drug and alcohol problems in the past, but there's more to come out. But he was completely unconscious when people first arrived on the scene. But he is recovering and recovering slowly. And I think, we're going to see him back, if not on the golf course, but at least we're going to see him back on his feet. Months from now, but it's going to take a while.
Yeah.
That car was mangled up. Yes, missionary.
Tiger Woods is one of our. We don't forget to pray. Whatever God has for him, just pray for him. I always pray for him. Since we're speaking of prayer, I want the whole, all of my committed, all of y'all. Let's don't forget to pray for our president and our vice. This is important. It's prayer time. When you pray for somebody else, these are the people that leading us don't forget to pray. Am I right?
That, you're right. Absolutely. You're right about that. Absolutely. Yes. Yes. All right. We're going to go back to our live line. I want to talk to caller. The last number is 0181. Good morning. Thank you for calling the Michael Van Tool Show. Go right ahead, caller.
Good morning, Brother Michael. I haven't seen you in a while. I see you're still trying to take care of our missionary.
Absolutely. Who might this be? Because I am like...
This is Bishop Jeffrey Hatcher.
Oh, yes. Yes. Good morning. It's been a
Good
while.
Good morning.
Yes.
It's been a while. Missionary
yes,
said you all would be on today. And it's my pleasure to just share. I see you still being the man in the community. We praise God for you.
Look, I'm just trying to do, like the first poem in my book, you know, do whatever I can with the gifts that God has given me. I want to leave an eternal legacy, okay? That's all I'm trying
to
do.
Well, then you're following the same mandate that I'm following. I'm just trying to be led by God. This is March's Women's Month. So glad for missionaries. You know, if it was normal times, we'd be together anyway, doing something wonderful for her. So I love her.
Right.
She's a great woman of God. I'll say this, and then I'll let you go on. I know you got a nice list to go through. Thank you. You're so kind. When my mind first went across Tiger Woods, and I know it's not in style, and I don't know anything much personally about Tiger Woods, but I said to myself, Tiger Woods, we need to make sure Tiger Woods is saved and have the Holy Ghost, because in these times, you know, when things just kind of look like they just keep happening.
Yes,
you know, sometimes
he's had a lot going on over the years, hasn't he? Yes, and when we go through stuff like that, we have to start looking at ourselves, you know, because that chance is, we're going to run out of chances if we keep doing
that,
the same thing.
Brother Mike, the whole COVID-19, and we can have it on another day, the discussion whether or not God actually caused it. I'm not saying that, but whenever things happen, God is the only person that I know of that can get glory out of anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this whole pandemic, we should agree that it was a period in history where we were supposed to pause, take some good inventory, and when we finally get on the other side of it, we might want to venture and think about doing something new, right?
Yes.
Why go back?
Yes.
I've been telling these pastors, we know the church ain't never shut down because it opened up over 2,000 years ago on Calvary.
Mm-hmm.
And the church has been open ever since. But the church buildings were shut down for a year plus. I don't believe God wants us to open the buildings back up and just go back to business as usual. Now, I can't tell what it is we're supposed to be doing, but we need to seek God and ask God to lead and guide us so that we can do something new when we get back to some type of normal business. So I appreciate you, Brother Mike. Keep doing the good work that you're doing.
Thank you. But you brought up something there that I wanted to respond to about take inventory, take an assessment of where you're at in life. And that, you know, God, since March of last year, and missionary and I talked about this in the Sunday morning team last year too, that He brought families back together this past year. Kids came back from college, but everybody was driven back into the house, back into the apartment, back home. and it brought people together because we had nowhere else to go. And it was almost like God wanted us to take an assessment of where we are, in not only in our own personal lives, but in this country. Were we doing things the way we were supposed to do? Were we doing the right things or not? And so it was a time for us to reflect. And I think we should be smart enough and do what God wanted us to do, to take inventory of our lives, so that now as we emerge from this pandemic, we come out better, stronger, and stop doing some of the things that we did before. You know, stop, like this country, the corruption that was going on before March of 2020. Look, we have a new president. We have a new vice president. There's a new era going on now in this country. Mm-hmm. And I think God gave us a chance to, you know, stop, reconnect with our loved ones, reconnect with families during this time so that we can move forward and be better. So some people say it's a wake-up call, it's a warning, but whatever it is, we had it, okay? We're coming through it now, but we can be better.
Whatever you want to call it and labor it, and then I'll say this, Brother Mike, and I'll venture on. We should know that lying is a sin, just period. You're not supposed to be a liar. But I've been telling people, if you go lie or not lie to anybody, at least have enough fortitude not to lie to yourself. You know, if you got to tell one to somebody else, we're gonna ask the Lord to have compassion and forgive you. But if you go, an individual needs to be honest with him or herself about where they are, what they need to do, and instead of complaining about it, as the young people say, be about it, get
mm-hmm.
change.
Yeah. All right.
Be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
Get a plan.
Bishop Hatcher.
Work your plan and keep it going.
Yeah.
All right.
Bishop Hatcher, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. It's good hearing you again after so many
likewise,
years.
Likewise, Brother Mike. I'll
see
you soon this year.
Yes, I think the last time I saw you was over on Puritan one day. So it's good to see you again. I think I think over at Tony Booker's place. Yeah.
That's
yes,
right.
Sir. I remember.
Yes,
yes,
sir.
You brought the words. You were preaching. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. God bless you.
Love you, my brother.
You know,
thank you, sir.
You know what, Michael? This is Christy. So just to add to that, we were talking about, you know, taking inventory and the process that we've gone through over the last year. But my theory, and I think I've heard someone say it since we've been on the radio over these last several months, but we ought to come out of this better than when we went in.
Yeah,
and I
that's
know
what I was trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talk about taking inventory, but sometimes we need a little help as we process and take mm-hmm. inventory of ourselves and where we have found ourselves. Sometimes we've just become so busy that we don't give proper time to prayer or proper time, you know,
mm-hmm.
just spending time with the Lord and worship. Some people had realized that they had become depressed or they were so stressed or so frustrated. Some people realized they didn't like their life. They wanted their lives. They wanted to do something different, make a change in their lives. But no matter the place you find yourself in, realize after this time, you ought to come out better than when we went into this pandemic. So there have been tools, there have been resources, there have been additional time for us to search the internet and find what we need to enhance our lives. More time to pray, more time to worship, connect with friends in a different way. The counselors, the psychiatrists and psychologists, their businesses have been booming because people need help going through the process. But whatever you do, when you come out, make sure you come out better than when you went in. So come out with the
all
victory,
right.
Come out with the praise, come out with a prayer, but come out better.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. That's good.
Yes, yes. And
you
know, I don't know.
Michael, let me ask you how are we coping with anxiety? And this is coming from the book of Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious over anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, along with thanksgiving, let your petition be made known to God, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and your mental powers by means of Christ Jesus. That is so fitting in what this environment is today. We are anxious.
That's right.
We're
right, baby.
We are
that is
full of fear. And this right here is just like the perfect message to all of that we feel. So I wanted to just kind of give a scripture. I'm trying to follow in the steps of my wonderful mother missionary. You always got to follow up with the word, you know? And when you hear stuff going on, that is perfect right there. So I want to give that to missionary, to all of us, the team, and to the listening audience, that this is what we need to do. Don't be anxious over anything. I'm speaking from experience. I know what it does to you. It almost took me out mentally. But I had to grab my hand to God's hand, his son Jesus' hand, to get through these most stressful, unbearing, fearful times. And it is not a good thing to be in that mental state. It is not. So grab God's hand. Let God and his son Jesus, I'm telling you, let that be the driving force in your life, and everything else will fall in place.
All of it will be all right. Jesus is already with you. All you got to do is recognize him. You don't send no plane. Jesus is already there. He hear you right there. It's got to come from the heart. Oh, you all really sanctified folk today, and I like that.
Yeah, and I got a chance this morning to listen to the 7:30 show on the Praise Network this morning. It sounded very good, and we had great topic, and we just touched on a little bit today. But guess what? Our hour is up. Missionary, it's great to hear you this morning. I know you are going to be outside this week. We're going to go up, Henrietta was saying, it's going to go up into the 60s this week. So we got a nice warm week. Spring is coming, and we're hoping to help do something to help celebrate your birthday, missionary, that's coming up. So I know there's some people
It's the 21st,
that are talking about
it's the third
it.
Sunday. Yeah. I don't know what y'all are going to do. But just for 1 second, I want to send this to a man, the coachman. And this is what he said.
Okay.
Coachman, y'all don't remember because y'all are young. The coachman said,
I do.
This is what his word was. May the work I do speak for me. That was the coachman. And he said that Sunday, October the 1st, 1995, at 3 o'clock, and I was the MC.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you, Sunday morning team, for getting up this morning. And I want to thank those who are listening online, and I want to thank all of our callers that have called in this morning. Thank you so much. God bless you. God loves you. Missionary, have a great Sunday today. And just enjoy the music, Your Amazing Grace. We're going to listen to gospel artist Ryan Rutley. Yes.
All right.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bless you. God bless you.
Now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. He could have let me go astray. Thank God for His amazing grace. It was amazing, simply amazing. Amazing grace. It was amazing. So very amazing. Now that I know about it, it was amazing.
The Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is going to be all right.